Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here. I'm just glad to have you back as we continue to try to encourage everyone to be reading God's word or listening to it or both, prayerfully reading through it, asking God for help in doing that or asking the Holy Spirit for help in doing it, and even asking God to help us to know ourselves. Where are we falling short in following hard after God? I think my last one, I might have left you guys a little bit, and they're like, okay, so, but now what? So let me read from Psalms 139, verse 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous ways in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So I think that's a good prayer for us, trying to follow after God, that we would have God to examine us and help us. And one way for us to be examined is through the mirror of God's word and allowing that to minister to us, to feast on God's word, to allow it to speak to us, to speak to our soul and our heart and our mind, and to cause us to worship God in spirit and in truth. And so that's what we're trying to do. And we are in Judges chapter 12. We're coming up on three judges who are pretty insignificant because we find out very little about them. They are not the warring type, so we're going to find out something else about them. So let's just dive in and look at these as we continue. We're getting ready to jump into the story of Samson, which many people know about Samson, and so that's coming up. But let's deal with Ebzon, Elon, and Abdon. Chapter 12, verse 8. After him, talking about Jephthah of the Gileadite, died and was buried in the city of Gilead. So that was where we ended up with Jephthah. After him, Ibzah of Bethlehem judged Israel. He had 30 sons and 30 daughters and gave in marriage outside his clan. And 30 daughters he brought in from outside for his sons. And he judged Israel 7 years. Then Ibzan died and was buried at Bethlehem. After him, Elon the Zebulunite judged Israel, and he judged Israel 10 years. Then Elon the Zebulunite died and was buried at Ayalon in the land of Zebulun. And after him, Abadon, the son of Hillel, the Pirathonite, judged Israel. He had 40 sons and 30 grandsons who rode on 70 donkeys, and he judged Israel 8 years. Then Abdon, the son of Hillel, the Pirathonite, died and was buried at Pirathon in the land of Ephraim, in the hill country of the Amalekites. And that's the end of chapter 12. Well, who knew that five verses could have so many names? But there you have it. So here are three judges that you've probably never heard unless you've had to do a careful study of judges. And one of them is actually from Ephraim. So we're seeing where different tribes are influencing Israel. And these guys are all from right around Bethlehem and Jerusalem, that region right there. And we see two things about two of the men is about their children or their who they're leaving behind, which is a contrast to Jephthah, who will leave nobody behind because of his only child, which is emphasized in chapter 11. He is sacrificing, so his daughter will not have any children. Jephthah will have only the one daughter and no grandchildren. And then we have these guys who obviously become judges late in their life, so they've already done everything that's being talked about. Is so, for instance, who is this Ebzon that became judge? Well, he has 30 sons and 30 daughters that he went and found spouses for them from outside, and so that's from outside his own clan. And many people think from outside of Israel, though we don't know that. We just know from outside his clan. He was from the clan of Judah because of where he's living in Bethlehem. So he arranges marriages from all over for his children, but he has a lot of children. 60 at 30 sons and 30 daughters. So that's a lot, a large clan, and he's involved. So there's a good thing, he's involved, he's getting them married off and all that. And then for the last years of his life, he's the judge of Israel, and he's buried there in Bethlehem. Then you have Elon, and we really know nothing about him other than where he was from and where he was buried, and that's it. And then you have the third one here, Abdon, or yeah, Abdon, and we find out that he had 40 sons and 30 grandsons. And the interesting thing here is that he must have been very wealthy, and he was all about leaving a legacy. So that not only do his sons have donkeys, but he makes sure that his grandsons have donkeys. So that's some wise guy. Here's a guy that's pretty wise with his finances, anyways. And because he's so wise with his finances, and because he has these children that he's taking care of and his grandchildren, I think that's probably why he was elevated to judge, and he judges over the land, over Israel for how long did he do? 8 years. He judged Israel for 8 years. So probably last, obviously the last 8 years of his life. So all of his sons and grandsons are already hanging out on donkeys. And hey, this guy, man, he's got it together. Let's make him the judge. So that may or may not have been how it was, but we know very little about them. So I'm going to go with that's what we know, and that's my story, and that's what I'm sticking with. So, but the big thing here is you don't have to be a warrior. You don't have to pick up a sword. You don't have to destroy an invader, because there's still Philistines in the land and all that. We're going to see that here in a minute. Well, not here in a minute, but the next chapter we go into Samson, and that's who he's going to deal with. So there were people still to be dealt with, but these guys judged here Israel during this time. Now, it doesn't say that Israel was at peace or anything like that, but there's nothing else seems to be significant going on. And we'll see what happens here with the story of Samson next. So God bless you guys. Have a good day, and we'll talk to you soon.